ALEC, which stands for the American Legislative Exchange Council, until recently claimed the membership of some of the nation's largest corporations, including Walmart and Coca-Cola. ALEC claims credit for distributing model legislation to state legislatures across the nation and convincing lawmakers to sponsor their bills. Some major companies recently dropped their membership over controversy over the Stand Your Ground legislation cited in the Florida death of Trayvon Martin. ALEC was a backer of the law. Senate Democrats, trying to determine what influence ALEC has in New York, says the group claims it has 39 model bills introduced in the state. Senator Dan Squadron, who chairs the forum, says it's difficult to determine what exactly those bills are and who sponsored them.
One of the big issues that came up today is who really knows what legislation and what conversations are actually being driven by this organization that has never disclosed a word to anyone in New York State.
For instance, Senator Squadron says it's hard to say whether ALEC, incorporated as a 501c3 charity, is a lobbying organization and should be registered with the State Ethics Commission. Currently, the group is not registered. Former State Lobbying Commission Executive Director David Grandow was among those testifying. Senator Bill Perkins asked Grandow if he thinks ALEC is a lobbying entity, using the proverbial description, if it walks like a duck.
Where would you put ALEC on the,
on the duck scale?
On the duck scale, so to speak.
Let me respond.
Grandow answered that if ALEC meets the basic criteria for lobbying defined by the State Ethics Commission, known as JACOB, then yes, they should be registered.
If they spend more than $5,000 and they advocate for passage of feet of legislation in New York State, then they are a lobbyist and they should be registered. And if they are not registered, JACOB should be fining them for the failure to register.
Sue Lerner with Common Cause also spoke. She says her group, which has already filed a complaint with the IRS and State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman about ALEC, is now asking the state's Ethics Commission, JACOB, to look into it as well.
We're going to be asking JACOB to investigate because rather than speculating, we don't have the ability, the public doesn't have the ability to say to ALEC, come clean. Tell us who your members are, and if you claim you aren't lobbying in New York, then prove it. And that's why we need the Attorney General's help and we need JACOB's help to answer these questions.
Members of ALEC were asked to testify at the forum, but declined. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.